Tempers flared on a couple of occasions at today's Tampa City Council meeting. The first occurred when City Councilwoman Linda Salcena asked Councilman Charlie Miranda if he would agree to cancel a previously scheduled workshop next week on converting treated wastewater into drinkable water. Miranda began discussing the issue back in May, and the council later voted to put the issue on the 2010 ballot. But Salcena, not a supporter, said that because Mayor Pam Iorio had recently commented that she did not endorse the idea in a newspaper editorial, the council should cancel plans to discuss it further.
There was some discussion where the administration said, let's not put it on the ballot. I'm fine with taking it off the ballot. So I wondered if the maker of the motion, Mr. Miranda, would be okay with deleting this from our workshop session on the 24th.
But Miranda thought the idea of not discussing the idea further absurd. And he began listing on how the city could soon be devoid of water sources in the coming years.
When the big reservoir that we have that's being repaired and will be closed down, and that's not the Tampa reservoir, that's the big 16 billion gallon reservoir that will not be operational for some time in a couple of years hence when it starts to get repaired. Who's going to give us the water? Where's the water coming from? None of those questions have been answered. When you look around and start looking, and politicians usually will run away from a controversial issue. And this is a controversial issue.
And after hearing discussions earlier in the meeting on a variety of other issues, Miranda said nothing was more important for Tampa in the future than the idea of doing what is being done in other parts of the U.S. and the world. That is, in Tampa's case, taking some of the 55 million gallons of treated wastewater every day that is dumped into Tampa Bay and using it for potable water.
I can tell you this, that without water, you can forget about the bullet train, you can forget about light rail, you forget about, it's got an enormous economic value. So if you want to take it off the ballot, I'm not going to vote for it. That should be on the ballot, and let the citizens and more than one council member should stand up and face the facts that we are in a very bad situation.
After he finished speaking, Councilwoman Salcena confirmed that Miranda would not cancel next week's workshop.
Will you promise not to repeat that speech again?
Oh, I got a longer one. That would
well, then we should subscribe to our rules of time limits for council members.
Well, ma'am, if we're going to do that, then we ought to follow all the other rules that we make and violate ourselves.
Councilman John Dingfelder then made a motion to have a member of Mayor Iorio's administration come before the council to truly express what the mayor thinks of the idea. Miranda disputed that the editorial cited by Salcena originally characterized the mayor as being completely against it. Commissioner Tom Scott, an ally on many voting issues with Miranda on the council, then questioned Dingfelder on why it was necessary to have a member of the mayor's staff come before the council.
Every time we make a decision, we need to have the administration come to tell us whether they agree with our position or not.
Because they might have technical information that related to this. I mean, this is a highly technical issue. It's a highly financial issue, as Charlie just indicated. There's a lot of factors that I think need evaluating before you just go willy-nilly and say, put something on a ballot. Because like I say, the people rely on us to put intelligent things on the ballot that have been well thought out and well formulated. I think this discussion has had about a half hour of discussion. We never even workshopped it.
Another incident where tempers grew short was when Councilwoman Mary Mulhern asked that the city is developing a list for drought-tolerant and sustainable plants that the city uses when planting them. Council Chair Thomas Scott asked Mulhern if she was requesting that a workshop be held to hear back from city officials.
Well, it's to hear from staff if they have one, and to look at it, and to hear from the environmental community about recommendations for that. And neighborhoods. I've had a lot of neighborhoods talk to me about that. So it's a, you know, public workshop, so people can contribute to that.
But Scott wondered if the subject was worthy of a workshop.
I would suggest that you ask staff, you want to have a workshop, and have staff come and prepare to bring a listing of whatever plans they have.
That's what I said.
You want to set the workshop then?
Can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be participating, so you don't have to have a report. It's because when they come, they're going to bring the report. Right?
I just would like to set a workshop. I don't need a staff report. I don't need help making a simple motion. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.